This is an audio program from the Conscious Evolution Institute. Please visit our website. Human Growth Hormone and Paul Bird. Paul Bird didn't intend for his autobiography to be a referendum on his human growth hormone use. But in the book, he is incredibly honest about the actions of his past and the betrayal of his story. The name of his autobiography is Free Bird, The Power of a Liberated Life. Bird began writing his story before news began to circulate about his performance-enhancing use of HGH in fall of 2010. Paul Bird, why write? Bird spent 2 years writing what simply began as personal journals which he had intended for his children Colby and Grayson. Although he did not intend for his collection to become public, one of his close friends convinced him to release the work to the public because of the honest and inspirational story he told. The autobiography was released by the publishing company Howard Books. Paul Bird, A Life of Piety Augmented by HGH. Paul Bird's manuscript is a chronicle of his entire life, the trials and the foibles, the highs and the lows. Bird does not discuss his use of HGH shots until the last chapter, in which Bird acknowledges his use of human growth hormone while playing professional baseball. Although it was likely not his own intent, his honesty and forthcomingness about his use of human growth hormone in a baseball world we now recognize was rife with the abuse of HGH as the fact that brings the most attention to his autobiography, both in terms of media interest and the publishing company's own marketing campaign. In this manuscript, Bird comes with his first frank and candid discussion of his use of human growth hormone and the scandal that erupted as a result. HGH, Paul Bird, and the ALC Championship. Just before the seventh game of the American League Championship, Bird admitted to the San Francisco Chronicle that he had in fact used performance-enhancing drug HGH during his time as a professional baseball player. He also admitted to using $25,000 to spend on performance-enhancing drug HGH treatments between the years of 2002 and 2005. Although he claims that he used human growth hormone for legitimate treatment of hypopituitarism, there is significant speculation as to whether or not that is true. HGH from a strange source. A clinic known as the Palm Beach Rejuvenation Center, located in the state of Florida, was Bird's source for his human growth hormone treatments, and it is clear that he used the hormone during the time that he spent playing for both the Atlanta Braves and the Kansas City Royals. The clinic functions as a supposedly legitimate anti-aging facility with the aim to enhance the vitality of its patients. It should be noted that the physician who wrote Bird's prescription for HGH hormone replacement was a former Florida dentist who was suspended from dentistry for both incompetence and fraud in the year 2003. In Bird's case, he claims that his hypopituitarism was the result of a brain tumor located on his pituitary, which was inhibiting his body's natural production of human growth hormone. Free Bird, A Tale of Spirituality. No matter why he began to use performance-enhancing HGH, Free Bird is an engaging tale of his life. Bird's book is largely about the struggle of preserving a good and Christian life while also dealing with the life and temptations of modern American baseball. His autobiography is, at its core, a description of his own personal effort to maintain and deepen his own connection with God. The story is intelligently written and deeply spiritual. His views about the world and experience as a professional athlete are insightful and incredibly personal. Even so, it is impossible to deny that interest will be generated by his discussion of his personal use of HGH, and we are going to make no effort to avoid talking about that. Bird claims HGH use was within the rules. Although Bird claimed that he had negotiated with both Major League Baseball and Indians organization in order to use human growth hormone for treatment while pursuing his professional baseball career, the MLB responded immediately by telling the media that he had been granted no such exception. In addition to this, Mark Shapiro, general manager of the Indians, made a statement that he had no knowledge of Bird's human growth hormone usage. Paul Bird was never suspended because of his admission of human growth hormone use, and he's not revealed if he continues to utilize human growth hormone replacement therapy with the intention of improving his own medical health today. Bird acquired HGH through third-party source. Paul Bird says he never met the physician from Florida who wrote the prescription for his human growth hormone shots, and the majority of the physicians he met to discuss his HGH deficiency agreed that hormone supplementation would likely be very beneficial to him. Byrd is unsure why his Georgia physician arranged for his prescription via such a nebulous source as the Palm Beach Rejuvenation Clinic. In the past, the medical center has been investigated by American law enforcement officials regarding the illegal distribution of PEDs. Byrd claims HGH use was for hypopituitarism. In Byrd's book, he tells the reader that his use of human growth hormone was not with the intent of disrespecting the game of baseball or cheating his fellow teammates or opponents. Byrd does not feel that his use of human growth hormone helped him throw the ball with any more force than normal, but he does admit that he experienced significant benefits as a result of the drug. He says that human growth hormone helped him get a full night's rest when he had been accustomed to sleepless nights in which he woke up only after hours of sleep. Human growth hormone rejuvenates the body. Byrd also explains that human growth hormone provided rejuvenative benefits as well. As Byrd grew older, he began to experience longer periods of fatigue and downtime as a result of his outings at the mound, and human growth hormone helped him get back out on the bullpen quicker and practice and play the game the way it was meant to be played. The temptation of HGH abuse. Although Byrd used his human growth hormone as it was prescribed to him, he tells the reader that there was an incredible temptation to increase his human growth hormone dosage and an attempt to boost his performance on the mound as well. Byrd says that this temptation was driven by a yearning to do right by his family and society at large. He understood that if he pitched better, he would receive more money to keep his wife and his kids happy. In addition to this, he knew that increased performance would allow his charities to receive more exposure and donation, and that he would be able to use this to help his religious community as well. He imagined that abuse of human growth hormone could convert him into some sort of 21st century Robin Hood. In the end, Byrd did not let this mountain of enticement break down his resolve. He chose not to abuse human growth hormone, and he tells us that his relationship with God played a major role in that decision. He tells us that God would have been displeased with him had he abused human growth hormone, because he would have been cheating those around him at the expense of his own personal gain. Paul Byrd and his relationship with God. Byrd's intense spiritual relationship with Christ is the main focus of his autobiography, and the author intently documents his religious experience. He was not born into Christianity, although both his parents were devout. It was not until he began his college career that his conversion took place. Byrd officially converted to Christianity while playing baseball for Louisiana State in Baton Rouge. He also speaks candidly about his attempts to woo his loving wife, Kim, and officially dedicates the work to the birth of his sons. Readership of Paul's novel, fueled by HGH speculation. Although speculation about human growth hormone is what will bring many readers to this book, readers will likely be taken in by the powerful honesty of the manuscript as well. Byrd talks openly about many subjects that others would keep hidden. He admits to struggling with a pornography addiction, for example. He also breaks down his tumultuous relationship with his father, Larry, and how he came to terms with this relationship and he is able to strengthen their familial bond. We should make this clear. Free Byrd is not a book about baseball. It is an incredibly deep and inspiring work in which a man describes his relationship to God, and how through his own decisions and divine guidance, he was able to strengthen that bond. It just so happens that the author was also a Major League Baseball player. As you read Byrd's autobiography, you will likely learn more than you ever thought you wanted to know about the author. Although the cover of the book claims that he's a legendary pitcher, he is simply a workhorse of a player who succeeded in doing more good than bad for his team. What you will find within Byrd's autobiography is an intensely honest story of personal piety. If you are interested in Free Byrd solely to learn salacious new information about his human growth hormone use, you won't find satisfaction. But you'll likely find inspiration in a touching tale about how he came to grip with his own life. How this article relates to the mission of the Conscious Evolution Institute. Although Paul Byrd has used human growth hormone in the past, it appeared that he did so with no intention of cheating the competition. Byrd's description of the benefits of human growth hormone fit tightly in with what's been discovered by the medical community. Byrd's results were in no way atypical to what the average person observes. Human growth hormone is one of the most effective means of anti-aging and rejuvenative therapy available today. We should make it clear that the Conscious Evolution Institute does not provide human growth hormone merely for the purpose of performance enhancement. Our clinic provides only top-quality bioidentical HGH hormone replacement therapy, as a means to treat diagnosable HGH deficiency, also known as a form of hypopituitarism. If you wish to learn more about the amazing hormone treatments we provide, please read through our website and call the clinic today. The previous recording was an audio program for the Conscious Evolution Institute. Please visit our website today.